الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، الحمد لله يا إخوة. We are gathered here, bi'idhnillah, with inshallah the intention of studying the hadith, the ilm of hadith, the science of hadith, to increase us in iman, in yaqeen, certainty, and increase us in belief in the sunnah and risala of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Studying how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved this deen, how Allah has preserved the sunnah. And from the tools that are used to preserve the sunnah is the ilm al-hadith, the ilm al-mustalah. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala will be going through the tathkira fi ulum al-hadith by Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah. It's similar to somewhat to Al-Bayquniyya that we went through last year, except that it's a bit more detailed and a few issues we'll be touching in a tathkara that we didn't touch in Al-Bayquniyya. And inshallah we'll be using some books of hadith like the Nukat ala Ibn Salah with the tahqiq of Al-Alama Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhullah. And we'd also be using Bahith al-Hathith, which is the sharh by Ahmed Shakir of Ikhtisafi Ulum al-Hadith of Ibn Kathir. Again, some issues will be dealt with through these books, and also the Nushat al-Nadhar of Hafidh Ibn Hajar. So without further ado, let's begin. Bi'inillahi Rabbil Arshil Azim. The first thing we're going to do is a tarjuma of Ibn Mulaqqin. The tarjuma of Ibn Mulaqqin. Ibn Mulaqqin, his name is Umar ibn Ali ibn Ahmed ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdullah. His name is Umar, rahimullah, ibn Ali ibn Ahmed ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, rahimullah, al-Shaf al-Misri, al-Shafi'i, al-Ma'roof bi ibn al-Nahwi. He's known as Ibn Nahwi, the son of the one who is proficient in Nahw. He's called Ibn Mulaqqin because when his father died, he was 1 year old when his father died, and his father made a request that Ibn Mulaqqin go to a Shaykh Isa al-Maghribi, one of the muhaddithun, so he can seek ilm with him. And this Sheikh Isa al-Maghribi, he used to do talqeen, which is he used to teach the people Qur'an and people would repeat after him. So this is where the name Ibn Mulaqqin came from. He's the son of the one that does talqeen, the one that does that repetition so people can memorize. And he was born, rahimullah, and his father died when he was very young. His father died when he was very young. He was born in the year 723. Sana, Salah, was 20, or 700. He died. He was born in the year 723. And yes, he was called Ibn Mulaqqin because of that. Because the person that took care of him was an individual that used to teach the people Quran through taraddud, repetition. And he didn't actually, himself, didn't like to be called Ibn Mulaqqin. He liked to be called Ibn al-Nahwi, because Sheikh Isa al-Maghribi was proficient in Nahu, which is linguistics. He was proficient in Arabic linguistics. He studied in various places, did Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah. He was somebody who was rahal. He was somebody who, in his rihla, fi talab al-ilm, he traveled to many places in his path and journey in seeking knowledge. He traveled in many places and he had many shuyukh, rahimullah. Studied in Mecca. He studied in Medina. He studied in Bayt Maqdas. He studied in Misr, Egypt. And other than that, from different and various countries. And from his teachers is Al-Hafidh Al-Allai. Al-Hafidh Al-Allai, from the ulama of hadith. Al-Allai was from his teachers. He was from his teachers. And Al-Allai, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said regarding Ibn Mulaqqin, Shaykh Al-Faqih Al-Imam Al-Alim Al-Muhaddith Al-Hafidh. He said that he's a sheikh. This is his teacher speaking about Ibn Mulaqqin. His teacher is who? Al-Hafidh? Al-Man? Al-Allai. Naam. From the Al-Allai, from the Muhaddith. Ayn, Lam, Alif, Hamza, Ya, Al-Allai, Maksura. Al-Shaykh Al-Faqih, he said, Al-Imam, Al-Muhaddith. Ibn Mulaqqin studied under Al-Allai, and also he had ijaza from Al-Mizzi, Hafid Al-Mizzi. Al-Mizzi is a Tahdhib al-Kamal. He was a muhaddith in his own right. Al-Mizzi gave him ijaza, and he was his teacher. He was his teacher. From his students is Hafid ibn Hajar. From the students of Ibn Mulaqqin is Ibn Hajar. And what book? Does anyone know the books of Ibn Hajar? Any of them? Fath al-Bari. What else? Huh? Nukhbat al-Fikr. Anything else? Nuzha? Taqrib? Taqrib al-Tahdhib Jayid? Naam. There's another. So this is fruits from Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah. His student was Ibn Hajar. And Ibn Hajar in his own right is a muhaddith. So his shaykh were muhaddithun, and his students were muhaddithun. Wrote many books, did Ibn Mulaqqin, but during the last part of his life, his books were burnt. And his books were burnt during the last part of his life. So as he got older, his son would do hajb of him, and that is prevent him from narrating. So he wouldn't make any mistakes because his books were burnt. Either burnt, number one, some of them were burnt, and some of his books were disfigured because of the burning, and the ink was affected through the burnt. Athar al-Tahriq, rahimullah. Naam. And naam, he died, rahimullah ibn Mulaqqin, in the year 804. He died in the year 804. This is the Mu'allif Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah ta'ala. Regarding this tazkira that he's authored, rahimullah, we're going to use predominantly the Sharh of As-Sakhawi, Tawdih al-Abhar, the Sharh of As-Sakhawi, rahimullah. And As-Sakhawi is a student of Ibn Hajar. As-Sakhawi is a student of Ibn Hajar. So he is doing the Sharh of the teacher of his teacher. So he's done a sharh of this tadhkira of Ibn Mulaqqin, And Saqawi is a student of Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimullahu ta'ala. Jameel. So let's start with the text, inshallah. And the intent, inshallah, is that we finish this before Hajj, inshallah. Before Hajj. So inshallah, we'll try and keep it as mukhtasar as possible. And to the point, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. And if there's an area where we need to expand upon, inshallah, we'll use some of the other books of a hadith. I'll bring them, inshallah. And if you like, I'll inform you before. And you can bring them as well, inshallah. He says, rahimullah, Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimullah ta'ala, he says, Allahu ahmad ala ni'amihi al-jamma wa ashkuru ala alihi wa usalli ala ashrafil khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi. He said, and this is the first point, he says, ahmadu Allaha ahmadu. And here he says, O Allah, Allah, I praise ala ni'amihi, on his, upon his, yani for his blessings. So it's Allah Ahmed. So he mentioned Allah, which is maf'ul first. And this is adds that I praise alone. This adds emphasis to the praising of Allah. Allah Ahmed. Na'am, like Iyaka Na'bud. Allah Ahmed. Or Allah, I praise alone. The one who's deserved of all praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that includes praise due to his names and his attributes, and his perfect names and his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'amihi, his blessings, wa ashkuruhu, and I'm grateful to him, ala alihi. The second point is the difference between ni'mah and ala. Ni'mah and ala in English would be the same meaning, blessings. But in the Arabic language, some of the ulama have said that ni'mah is those blessings that are apparent. Ni'mah are those blessings that are apparent. And ala are those blessings that are hidden, that we don't see. Because we don't see all of the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't see all of it. But those that we see is what they call ni'mah. And those blessings that we don't see are those that are called what? Ala. Fahim to mourning. Naam. Wa usalli ala ashrafil khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi. Then he sends salams on the most loftiest of creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family, wa alihi. And alihi, the ulama have stated that alihi has two meanings. The first meaning, alihi, his family, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahl Bayt. And alihi, meaning those who follow his sunnah. So this is tlaqain, when the ulama, they are expanding regarding the issue of alihi. Usalli ala ashrafil khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi. Alihi, number one is who? Ahl Bayt. And number two, the followers of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Sunnah. Those are the two meanings for alihi. And then he says, rahimullah wa ba'd. Wa ba'd, yani to proceed. Ifrasod? No. Wa ba'd. He says, wa ba'd. فَهَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ فِي عُلُومِ الْحَدِيثِ فَهَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ فِي عُلُومِ الْحَدِيثِ. And this is a memoir, reminder, information regarding the science of hadith. Wabad, to proceed. يَتَنَبَّهُ بِهَا الْمُبْتَدِي. And that is something which the one that is unaware, he wrote this book. Now we're dealing with the intention behind him writing this tadhkira. The sabab, why he wrote this tadhkira. And that is for, so the one who is unaware of the science of hadith. So it's for everyone. The one who's never studied the science of hadith. The beginner, the one that hasn't got any experience, is so he can be aware of what the science of hadith is and what entails, how the sunnah has been preserved, the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يتنبأ بها المبتدئ ويتبصر بها المنتهي. And the one that is skilled, the one that is skilled, he is the one that is more so in need of this, so he can be reminded. So he could be reminded of that which he has studied in the past from ilm al hadith. So here is the lutfa, ya ikhwati al kiram, and that is tawadu' fi talab al ilm. He is teaching us to have humility in seeking ilm. No one is can say that they're not in need of studying the basics. This is the basics of the ilm al hadith, and he's saying, I authored this for the beginner and for the experienced. So the experienced, the one who may have studied some science of hadith, here he's showing us the importance of one of the characteristics of a student of knowledge, and that is tawadu, humility. As the one who is humble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him. Man tawadu'a lillah rafa'ahu. Whoever is humble for Allah, has humility, Allah will raise him. And one from those things that the individual be raised is by ilm. He's seeking of knowledge. He's attaining of knowledge. He's humbling himself, even though he may know. So this is yatabassaru biha al-muntahi. Iqtadabtuha, point number three. Iqtadabtuha min al-muqni' ta'lifi. He said that I have summarized it, yani this tadhkira, from his book Al-Muqni', from his book Al-Muqni', which is a book that he authored, Al-Muqni' fi Ulum al-Hadith. Al-Muqni' fi Ulum al-Hadith. Ikhtasartu, naam, ta'lifi. And Sakhawi says, Alladhi ikhtasartuhu. He's explaining to Sakhawi that this book Al-Muqni' is what Ibn Mulaqqin summarized from the work of Ibn Salah. If you remember when we done Bayquniyya, we mentioned the book of Ibn Salah. What's the book? There's many names, a couple of names. What are they? Yalla. Muqaddimah Aish fi Ulum al-Hadith. Another one? Ma'rifatu fi Ulum al-Hadith. Different names. But Ibn Salah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he authored this book and it became an umdah. It became a pillar for all of the muhaddithin afterwards, the people who are scholars of hadith. So they would summarize this book, they would do a nukat of this book. A nukat can be summary, can be a discussion, can be a debate, like Hafid bin Hajar did in some of the nukat and points. And it can be a summary like Al-Muqni. Al-Muqni is an ikhtisar, it's a summary of that book. So what Ibn Mulaqqin has done, he's summarized that Ulum al-Hadith book. And then he's also on top summarized his book, Al-Muqni. So Al-Muqni is summarized from Ulum al-Hadith. And Tadhkira that we're studying is summarized from Al-Muqni. To make it easier for the Mubtadi, and at the same time, the beginner benefits from these works, and at the same time, the one who is proficient in the ilm al-hadith also benefits, in that he increases in the nur of the ilm and understanding of the ilm al-hadith. Naam. Iqtatabtuha, yani ikhtasartuha. Iqtasartuha. Min al-muqni' ta'lifi. My book, Al-Muqni'. Point number four, he says, wa ila Allah subhanahu arghabu, wa ila Allah أرغب في النفع بها. So he said, to Allah I seek for the benefit of it. Again, this is again him showing another sifa, another characteristics of the student of knowledge, and that is ikhlas. That your ragba, your want and your yearning should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you fa'idah. As we know from the statement of Shaykh al-Alama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimullah, that the individual who is seeking ikhlas, from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Innama al-amalu bi-niyat." Barely, actions are by intentions. Now, and Imam Ahmed, he said, "Talab al-ilm la ya'diluhu shay in sahat al-niyya." La ya'diluhu shay in sahat al-niyya. That seeking knowledge, nothing is comparable to it if the intention is correct. And how do we make our intentions correct? The first thing, how do we have to check ourselves? First of all, we want to remove al-jahl, raful jahl, and anfusina. We want to have the intention to remove ignorance from us. For example, the ignorance of the sunnah, as it relates to this one here. What is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How is the sunnah preserved? Now, what is it that makes the deen, this beautiful deen of al-Islam, yatamayyiz, distinct from other religions? And from that is what we're studying here, ikhwah. It's not a joke. So therefore we have this intention to remove the ignorance from ourselves. Second is to act upon it. And the individual who acts upon the ilm hadith will not deviate, inshallah, if he's sincere from the manhaj al-Salafi. Which is why Shaykh al-Alama, Rabi' ibn Hadi, hafidhullah ta'ala, he emphasizes the importance of a student of knowledge studying ilm al-Hadith. And he, so many times people visited the Shaykh, and he was asked them, what books are you studying in your balad? And they'll say, we're studying this and this and that. He goes, are you studying Mustalah? Are you studying ilm al-Hadith? Especially this book here, Al-Ba'ith. He emphasized that that should be studied. But it's too long for us to do that in the summer. Al-Muhim, the person acts upon this ilm al-Hadith by following the manhaj al-Salafi and following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and having yaqeen when he hears a hadith that is authentic, that is sahih. He has yaqeen, he has no doubt, and he doesn't think his dhanni, he doesn't think his not yaqeen, it's the hadith is not, there's no certainty in its ascription to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the sanad is sahih, it's muttasil, all the shurut conditions are met, and the matan, the love, the text is authentic, we have yaqeen that is wahi. We have yaqeen that it is a revelation from Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِنْ يُوحَىٰ. It's a revelation from Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. And the third way to purify one's intentions is by us defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we study this ilm of hadith and we have the intention to defend the deen, defend the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from number one, Ahlul Bid'ah, and number two, the Kuffar, and to be more specific from them, the Orientalists, Mustashriqeen. The Orientalists who try and show this that the Sunnah is fallible, that the Sunnah has errors, that the Sunnah has contradictions. The Talib al-Ilm that studies the Ilm al-Hadith will be able to defend himself and his Iman, and defend his brothers, and defend those around, and defend the Deen of al-Islam, because he knows the science of Hadith and how it's been authenticated. Naam. And Shaykh Muthaymin rahimahullah ta'ala, he made a similitude regarding this. For example, we have the books here. These are ulum, these are ilm. We have hadith in the library here, mashallah. We have aqidah, fiqh. We have lughah, tariq. Naam. But it just being there, would it defend the deen? Would it defend the deen? It needs people to pick up the book, study it, to defend the deen of al-Islam. So we have to have that intention, not to compete. Or not to say, قَدْ دَرَسْتْ وَقَدْ أَخَدْتْ وَقَدْ حَفِفْتْ. I've done this, I've studied that, and I've memorized that. He does that, he studies with the intention in defending the deen, acting upon the ilm, and removing ignorance from himself. Now, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْغَبُ فِي النَّفْعِ بِهَا. And to Allah I seek aid, to get benefit from it. إِنَّهُ بِيَدِهِ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. As he is able to do all things, لَا يُرْغَبُ لِغَيْرِهِ فِيهِ. Sakhawi says, لَا يُرْغَبُ لِغَيْرِهِ فِيهِ. That no one is sought. You're not trying to impress. You're not seeking the face of anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting benefit from that which is studied. And then he says, أَقْسَامُهُ. If you go to the next page, he says, أَقْسَامُهُ صَحِيحٌ وَحَسَنٌ وَضَعِيفٌ. And you can put a chapter here, أَقْسَامُ الْحَدِيثِ مِنْ حَيْثُ الْقَبُولِ وَالرَّدِ. Those who have a copy of Sheikh Abdullah's Tahqiq is there already. And that is its categories. أقسامه. يعني its categories as it relates to the acceptance of a narration and the rejection of a narration. But before that, I forgot something which I think we need to go back. Go back to Wabad, Ikhwan. Go back to Wabad, where it says, فَهَذِهِ تَذْكِرَةٌ فِي عُلُومِ الْحَدِيثِ. Are you there? Yeah? If you go back a couple of pages. Okay, we've got to define the ulum al-hadith. I forgot to mention that. Ulum al-hadith. And we studied this last year. No harm in repeating. And Allahu A'lam, the best definition is that definition of Ibn Jama'ah, Rahimullah. What is the meaning of the science of hadith? What is the meaning of the science of hadith? And that's ilmu bi-qawaneen yu'raf biha ahwalu as-sanadi wal matni. And that is the science and rules and principles that is known, that by it it is known, by it it is known the state of the chain in a narration and the text. So this is the ilmu hadith. And that is, there are principles that are taken, principles that are placed, that the ulama of hadith have placed, looking through the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding to honesty and lies and precision and all these affairs. يُعْرَفْ بِهَا أَحْوَالُ. And by these principles, it's known the states and conditions of a chain and the text. These are the two things. And this is, the chain and the text are the topics of ilm hadith. These are the main things. These are the topics. The chain of narrations, yani the people who are in the chain, and also the text, the end product. I forgot to mention that. So let's go back now. And where did we stop before we went back? Aqsamuhu. Here he says aqsamuhu, aqsamu ilmu hadith. But what he's actually meaning is aqsamu ilmu hadith mihaythu or minhaythu al-qubul wa ar-raj. As for aqsam al-hadith, that he means the categories of hadith as it relates to a narration being accepted and being rejected. Qabul wa ar-raj. When he says aqsamuhu qad yufham, he means aqsam ulum hadith generally. He doesn't mean that. Aqsamuhu, he means here, is specific to acceptance of hadith and it's rejecting based upon the principles. Yani when in fact, aqsam of hadith is many. Some have said it's 100, some have said it's 80 and so forth. Fimtumuni. Now, and Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Ba'ith, and that's page number 99, Ibn Kathir in Ba'ith al-Hadith, Ikhtisar Ulum al-Hadith, and it's in Ba'ith, which is a sharh of Ikhtisar Ulum al-Hadith, he says, اعلم علمك الله وإيايا أن الحديث عند أهله ينقسم إلى صحيح وحسن وضعيف. قلت هذا تقسيم إن كان بالنسبة إلى ما في نفس الأمر فليس إلا صحيح أو ضعيف. وإن كان بالنسبة إلى اصطلاح محدثين فالحديث ينقسم عندهم إلى أكثر من ذلك. Like I just mentioned, Ibn Kathir, he said that taken from the statement of Ibn Salah, because Ikhtisar of Ulum Hadith of Ibn Kathir is a summary of that book, famous book by Ibn Salah, one of the summaries. Ibn Salah, he said, know, may Allah give you and us knowledge, and me knowledge, that the hadith, according to its people, is categorized into sahih, hasan, and da'if. And then Ibn Kathir adds to that and he says, na'am, that's if he's talking about the istilah of muhadithun, no doubt. Some of the muhadith said it's sahih and it's da'if. And they consider hasan as a qasim of da'if, and some consider hasan as a qasim of sahih. But Al-Khattabi, rahimahullah ta'ala, Al-Khattabi was the first person who actually, after istiqra and taking from his ulama, Al-Khattabi, he said that the taqseem is talatha. And that is sahih, hasan, and da'if. The first person to jot this down in a book was Al-Khattabi, rahimullah. Al-Khattabi was the first one to do that. Ma'alim Sunan. You know the book? Naam. Sharh al-Sunan Abi Dawood. Khattabi. Al-Khattabi. He was the first one in, that his text can be related back to some of the ulama, that the category of hadith as it relates to accepting and rejection is three, and that is sahih, hasan, and da'if. Now, after that, so Ibn Kathir, he mentions in the Ba'ith, he says that obviously the taqseem, as we mentioned, is more. But when we're talking specifically about qubul or rad, acceptance and rejection, then it's categorized into how many? Three. As-sahih. Then he goes, فَالصَّحِيح مَا سَلِمَ مِنَ الطَّعْنِ فِي إِسْنَادِهِ وَمَتَنِّهِ. He said that as-sahih is that which is free from any discrepancies in its chain and discrepancies in its text. مَا سَلِمَ, that which is free from discrepancies in its chain and discrepancies in its text. This is as-sahih لِذَاتِهِ. This is a sahih li dhatihi. Because, barakallahu feekum, ikhwan, a sahih is of two categories. A sahih is of two categories. And that is a sahih li dhatihi, a sahih li ghayrihi. A sahih li dhatihi, it means it is authentic in its own essence, in its own right, without any aid. All the men in that chain and narrators in that chain are sahih. There is no discrepancies. In its own right, it's at the highest level of authenticity, yani it's sahih. That's the first category. And that is the definition here that Ibn Mulaqqin has mentioned, where he says, مَا سَلِمَ مِنَ الطَّعْنِ فِي إِسْنَادِهِ وَمَتَنِهِ. That chain of narration where there is no discrepancies in its chain, and there's no discrepancy in the end product, yani the text. This is sahih li dhatihi. The second is sahih li ghayrihi. And sahih li ghayrihi is actually hasan, as some of the ulama have said. It's actually hasan, because sahih li ghayrihi, it means that it has become sahih due to aid and strengthening, external strengthening. Laysa li dhatihi, external strengthening. And the example of this is a hadith that maybe the narrator is hasan, because the definition of sahih, as we know, I didn't want to repeat it too much because we've done it before. Who can tell me the definition of sahih generally? How many conditions?
Five.
What are the conditions that a sahih hadith has to have? First one is? Ittisal. It must be connected with no breakage. Yeah, in the chain. Number two? Meaning, when you say ittisal, everyone must have met each other in that chain. So if A narrated from B, and B narrated from C, they all have to have had a link. So there's no breakage. It's not A to C, and then there's a missing B. So it's connected, number one. Number two, al-adala. And that means that he's perfect, sah? What does it mean?
Generally.
Ghaliba ahwalahu, his general state is that he's sound in his etiquette and his truthfulness and so forth. Tayyib, number three, dhabt. Now he's precise, and there's two types of dhabt, remember? Dhabt sadr wa kitaba. And he's precise when he narrates from his memory, and he's precise when he narrates from his book. Do you remember who was weak in dhabt because his book burnt? Ibn Lahiyah, Jayyid, Mumtaz. Okay, next condition. Huh? I don't know. Tayyib, the next one? Shad. What's Shad, Ya Waleed? The fourth is Shad Mukhalifat al Maqul man huwa awthaqu minhu. And that is somebody who opposes someone. He's an acceptable narrator. He's trustworthy, but he's opposed somebody who's stronger than him. That is a discrepancy in the isnad. And the fifth is? No, just hidden discrepancies. No hidden discrepancies. So all of these five things have to be met for hadith to be sahih. If it's met in the chain, without any help, what type of sahih is it? In its own right, does it need help? No. Okay, but if someone, for example, is weak, like he has a weak memory, his memory is weak, with the third condition we mentioned, that is Hassan, as we're going to come to, inshallah. But if we have another narration, and another narration with the same, different chain of narration, and they have dhabt, this one now becomes sahih li ghayri, because they've worked together to make it sahih. So it's sahih li ghayri. Yani it's sahih due to aided external assistance and external strengthening. Whereas the sahih li dhatihi is in its essence, in its own right, sahih. So here, this, which definition does Ibn Laqi mention here? Li dhatihi or li ghayrihi? Li dhatihi. Ma salima is free from any discrepancies. It's free from any discrepancies. Naam. Next point we're going to talk about here, we're going to leave Sakhawi's sharh for now, and we're going to talk about sahih. Because here, Sakhawi, he says, rahimullah, from the statement of Ibn Mulaqin, وَمِنْهُ الْمُتَّفِقُونَ والمتفق عليه وهو ما أودع الشيخان في صحيحهما أو صحيحيهما. And that is, and from it, يعني صحيح, يعني لذاته, is that which is agreed upon, that the two sheikhs, Bukhari and Muslim, have put into their books of authentic narrations. Sakhawi mentions here, مما هو أعلى مراتبه. He said that which is from the most highest level. So the highest level of sahih is what? We're going to do it in levels now. Are you ready? The highest level of sahih is متفقون عليه. Is that which Bukhari and Muslim agreed upon. The same hadith that is in Bukhari is in Muslim. This hadith has met both of their conditions. This is the highest level. متفق عليه البخاري ومسلم. The second level, ما انفرد به البخاري. The second level is that which is only found in Bukhari. That's the second level in strength. That which is only found in Bukhari. المرتبة الثالثة, the third level, من ثم ما انفرد به مسلم. Then that which is only found in Muslim. So what's the highest so far? Which means? Meaning agreed upon in their isnad and their matan. Yani same narrator, same isnad, and same? Same text and wording. And the second, if it's only mentioned in Bukhari. The third? In Muslim. The fourth? ثم صحيح على شرطيهما ولم يخرجه واحد منهما. And the fourth level is that which is on the same, has the same conditions that they both have. Because Imam al-Bukhari, rahimullah, and Imam al-Muslim, they have conditions in which they have placed, like, certain hadith can only be mentioned in their book. And they're very strict and stringent as it relates to the rules of these narrations that can be mentioned in their book. If there is the fifth level, or sixth, is it fourth or fifth? Fourth. The fourth level is that narration which is on the same level as their conditions, but they didn't mention it in their books. They didn't mention it in the books. Like the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim. Like the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim. I'm using that as an example now, but that we're going to its level, inshallah, the next point. The Mustadrak of Hakim. Hakim done a Mustadrak, and Istidrak has many meanings, but Istidrak in the Ahl al-Ilm, Ahl al-Hadith, Muhaddithin, is that the Muhaddith tries to get the same Isnad, which is a bit Nazil, has more narrators in it, as the Isnad in Bukhari, for example, Hakim. So it's the same condition, according to Hakim, as that which is in Bukhari Muslim, and he's saying, as if saying they left this one out. This fits your conditions. Okay, it's come to me through a few more extra narrations because I'm later than you, and you're myself, but it has your same conditions. So he put al-mustadrak, and he placed narrations that are not in Bukhari or Muslim that fit their conditions. And al-Dhahabi commented on this, and he sometimes agreed with those hadith, and sometimes he disagreed. But the problem is here, even though Hakim has these narrations, some of them are not according to the condition, and some of them are weak. And he has, as the ulama of hadith has said, he has in al-mustadrak. I'm going to ask you this, inshallah, in the test. Al-mustadrak has sahih hadith, has hasan hadith, has da'if hadith, has mawdu', has authentic narrations in it, some of which are the strength of Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, and it has hasan hadith, which has narrators which are weak in memory, or hasan al-ghayri, which we'll come to as well, inshallah, or mawdu', completely fabricated, made up. And the reason why Hakim has this in his book, because he didn't do intiqa. He didn't revise his book. Before he died, he didn't revise it. Inshallah, Allahu A'lam, if he was alive and he revised the book, he probably would have taken out some of those narrations. Because the way of the ulama of hadith, they authored these books of hadith, and then what do? They revise it when their students read it to them. They do intiqa. They clean out the mistakes that could have come. Hakim didn't do this, as is mentioned in Fatul Maghith by Sakhawi rahimahullah. He didn't do this, so therefore he's got some of these narrations. But Al-Muhim, the fourth is those who mention it on the condition of Bukhari and Muslim. The fifth are those narrations that are not in Bukhari and Muslim, but is according to the condition of Bukhari alone. So we mentioned number one, according to that both in both their books. Number two, Bukhari alone. Number three, Muslim alone. Number four, on the condition of both of them. Number five, on the condition of Bukhari alone. What do you think number six is? Ala shart sahih, Muslim. Taib. And number seven, upon the conditions of other than Bukhari and Muslim. Because Bukhari and Muslim were the most stringent in their conditions. Taib, are we ready for the next point? ثم على صحيح على شرط شرط غيرهما على شرط صحيح عند غيرهما like Ibn Khuzaima, Ibn Hibban, Muntaqa, and so forth. طيب, okay, after that, إخوة, you might say, okay, why are we doing this? Okay, we need to know the books of the Sunnah. How many times we've read even translations of books and we've heard the translator, the Ikhwa Jazawmullah Khair, they've put the takhrij at the end, sah? And we don't understand. We need to understand. Where has this narration come from? We're people of Hujjah. We need to know where the isnad is and where it's come from. Naam. Tayyib, after that we're going to talk about generally what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has mentioned, the tartib of the books that are written with the intent of sahih. Because we have books ala madhinnatu sahih. Yani we have books that are written specifically for sahih hadith. And obviously the most authentic is which one? So write down. Books that have been authored, you can put a title, books that have been authored with the intent of including authentic hadith alone. Fimt? And the first one is what? Aqwa shay Shaykh al-Islam he mentions is Al-Bukhari. The next one? After Bukhari is who? Sahih Muslim. After Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. And after Sahih Muslim is Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. Beautiful. Aynam. We'll get to that inshallah. Ibn Khuzaymah. And the next is Ibn Hibban. Sahih of Ibn Hibban. Strength, yeah. The title, what's the title? The books? No, the one. What title did I give you here? The books that have been written. Okay, from strength, from most authentic or strongest to weakest. Okay, that's I forgot to add that. So the strongest is Bukhari. The second is Muslim. The third is, Ibn Khuzaymah. And after Ibn Khuzaymah is Ibn Hibban. And the next one that they mention is Hakim. And the reason why Hakim is so low in order is because why? The Mustadrak now, Mustadrak of Hakim. Because it's Sahih. His intention was to collect Sahih, a hadith, authentic narrations that are upon the conditions of Ibn Bukhari or Muslim. Sometimes he met it, but sometimes he didn't. But it's a lot of fawaid. I'll mention some of the fawaid later, inshallah. Tayyib, why do you think he's so low in order, Hakim? He didn't get to revise. He didn't do intiqa. He didn't get to revise and clean out his narrations and errors. Human errors could happen, sahih Allah. But the ulama afterwards, like Imam al-Dhahabi and Ibn Hajar, Asqalani and so forth, they've seen the errors that there are sahih hadith in there. Waleed, there's what? Sahih, Hassan, Da'if, wal Mawdu. Mawdu is just la asla lahu. Yani fabricated, made up. And what, if we have time, there's a book that's written of some of these fabricated narrations. You know, some of them by racists, we say, from the Kadhabin, who don't like Yemen, so they bring narrations disparaging Yemen. Who don't like black people, so they discriminate black people. I said something about, be careful of the Zunuj, they'll steal your wives. Things like that, making lies, Mawdu'. So these narrations, so the ulama have written books in order to show the signs that you can sniff and smell and scent when somebody has lied on the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and كَذَبَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَيَتَبَأَ مَقَعْدُهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever lies upon me with intent, then let him get his seat ready for the hellfire. So here, the ulama have sniffed out the kadhib and the mawdu'at, and they have signs of it. Like, for example, it's in opposition to lughah, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Afsah Nas, he's the most eloquent of Arabs sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you have a hadith which is totally has errors in nahw and so forth, they know it's a sign that it's a lie. And another one is if the narration is amal qalil wa ajr kathir, that is just one simple action, like tabligh jama, the tabligh nisab, you know tabligh nisab, million, one action, you get a thousand rewards. Also, if there's unsuriya, if there's what? Unsuriya. Things are mukhalif li aqeedah to salaf. That is in opposition to the aqeedah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Then you know this is a sign that the hadith mawdu'. Sometimes you don't even need to look at the isnad. You can just smell it. There is no way that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala has made some hadith da'if because of the discrepancies in lughah. The damir is not going to the right place. The pronouns are going to the right place. It goes, this cannot be from the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's the most eloquent and afsah al-Arab. Hakim has some of those mawdu'at in there. Okay? So number seven is that is which is upon opinion. So Bukhari, Muslim, Ibn Khuzaymah, Hibban, Ibn Hibban, and then Hakim. Tayyib. Next issue about Sahih. We're going to get a bit more detail than last time, sah? And that is the Asah al-Asanid. We done that last time, remember? The Asah al-Asanid. What did you say was the Rajih? As the ulama, they have ikhtilaf on that. Which is the most authentic chain? Which is the most authentic chain? What is the manhaj and methodology of Sahih? Hakim mentions it, I think, Nam. Hakim mentions it also, of the people of hadith regarding that. It's relative. It's nisbi, not ala itlaq. It's not indefinite. So you say, for example, of I mentioned a couple, Asah al-Asanid, Ibn Umar. So the most authentic chain of Ibn Umar is Malik and Nafi and Ibn Umar. Malik, and Nafi, and Ibn Umar. This is the most authentic narration relative to man, Abdullah ibn Umar. And then they also have Asah al-Asanid, Minisbat al-Balad, regarding countries. So for example, Asah Asanid al-Makkiyin, the most authentic isnad and chain for the people of Mecca, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, and Amr ibn Dinar, and Jabir. So there isn't, according to the ulama of hadith, there isn't, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, and Amr ibn Dinar, and Jabir. So it's Sufyan, Amr ibn Dinar, Jabir is the most authentic chain from Ahl Mecca. And you have Asah al-Asanid al-Yamaniyin, the most authentic chain of the Yemenis. And that's Ma'mar and Hammam and Abi Huraira. Ma'mar and Hammam and Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu. So we don't say that one chain is more authentic. We say it's relative, like our brother said. We say it's what? Relative. So what's the most authentic chain on Abdullah ibn Umar? Malik, Anafi, and Ibn Umar. Most authentic hadith, give me an example for a balad or a city. And Jabir, and that's where? Mecca. Yemen. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This khilaf, the ulama had different asah hasanid, kada or kada, asah hasanid, kada or kada. Ulama of hadith come to the correct opinion that it's relative. Fa'ida, qala Shaykh al-Islam. A fa'ida from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, which Suyuti mentions in Tadib al-Rawi, and Ibn Mulaqin, he mentions in Al-Muqni'. نعم. He says, قال شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية اتفق أهل العلم بالحديث على أن أصح الأحاديث ما رواه أهل المدينة ثم أهل البصرة ثم أهل الشام. Ibn Taymi رحمه الله تعالى, he said, there's ijma, there's a consensus. Again, this is dealing with the relative authenticity of the chain. There's a consensus amongst the people of hadith that the most authentic hadith is that which is narrated by the people of Medina. Yani the strongest. And then the people of who? Basra, which is in Iraq. And then Ahl al-Sham. Ahl al-Sham. Sham is like Palestine, Syria, Jordan, these kind of areas now. Lubna, na'am. So therefore, ikhwah, here Shaykh al-Islam is showing another wajj, and that is the consensus upon general narrations from that. Yani, meaning that they found that from the narrations from the people of Medina is strongest. And then the narrations after that of Basra, and then the narration after that, Yemen. Which we continue, or you're tired? Continue? Yemen, yeah. Did I say Yemen? Sham, Ahl al-Sham, sorry. Ahl al-Sham. Taib, should we continue? Taib. Shamsi mentioned a statement regarding the Muwatta of Ibn Malik. Okay, I'm going to refer you to a nukat of Al-Ibn Salah of Ibn Hajar, volume 1, page 278. You can download it, it's PDF'd. You can download it. I have it downloaded. If you don't have the book, you can download it, inshallah. It's An-Nukat Ala Ibn Salah, volume 1, page 200 and what? 78. This is regarding the statement of one of the imma, ما أعلم في الأرض كتابا في العلم أكثر صوابا من كتاب مالك. That statement where they say that I don't know a book that is more authentic than the Muwatta in the earth, the more offensive than the Muwatta of Ibn Malik. Naam. Ma a'lam. There's another one as well, but this is one of them. Ma a'lamu fil ardi kitaban fil ilmi akthar sawaban min kitabi Malik. This is said by Imam Shafi'i. This was said by Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimullah. And other than him have said similar. But this one specifically is from Imam Shafi'i. And that is that I don't know on the face of the earth a book that is more authentic than the book of Malik, which is Al-Muwatta. Than the book of Malik. So, the discussion that the ulama have had, because you see that the ilm al-hadith al-mustalah, ikhwa, these books, the Nukat, the Ba'ith al-Hathith, the Al-Muqni, and other than that, and even Al-Fiyya, and so forth, they discuss the masail. They do tanqih, they do establishing the principles, discussing based on the reality of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this point was discussed, and it said, if that's from Imam Shafi, he's saying that that's the most authentic book. Kayf nu'aridu? How can we oppose Imam Shafi? Sahib Risala, kayf? And Ibn Hajar, he mentions in Nukat, which I'll give you the reference. He mentions in there, I'll give you some stuff he mentions in there, which you can read on a few pages afterwards. He mentions this issue, and he mentions why Bukhari is more authentic than Muslim. Have a look. Inshallah. Nafi'. No, I'm telling you, he mentions this issue here on the Muwatta, and then after that he mentions why Bukhari is more authentic than Muslim. And why some held Muslim to be authentic. It's a nice discussion. I don't want to prolong it. So. Same Jews, now, after, about 10 pages or so after. Sheikh Rabi does a nice tahqiq of that. Hafidhullah ta'ala. Okay, so what Ibn Hajar, he said, مَا بَعْدَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ أَصَحْ مِنْ مُوَتَدِسِ. He says, إِنَّمَا قَالَ ذَلِكَ قَبْلَ وُجُودِ كِتَابَي الْبُخَارِ وَمُسْلِمِ. That this was said before Bukhari and Muslim were about. And in reality, In the Muwatta, we have Hadith al-Sahih, no doubt, with strong conditions. And we have in the Muwatta, Hasan Hadith. And we have Balagat, yani Balagani, it came to me, which is considered a type of inqita'. It's not clear, I heard, yani it reached me. So we don't know how it reached you. So Imam Malik has a few of those. So because of that, that's why Ibn Hajar and others have said that the only reason why Imam Shafi'i mentioned this is because in his time, yes, it was the most authentic. And at that time, if you write this down, inshallah, at that time there were books such as Musannaf of Abdul Razak. There was books like the Musannaf of Abdul Razak, and other than those at that time, and Ad-Darimi was around those times. And yes, it was more authentic than those. But then, in that time, there wasn't Bukhari and there wasn't Muslim. Shams, Kedha? Answers your question? Aynam. Fikum Barakallah. Should we continue? No. Okay, we finish this one, inshallah, then we do Al-Hasan. Al-Hasan. He says then, Rahimullah Ibn Mulaqin, Wal-Hasan ma kana isnaduhu دون الأول في الحفظ والإتقان ويعمه الذي قبله اسم الخبر القوي. We've dealt with this generally anyway. He says now, والحسن, and حسن, sound. By the way, تذكر is translated into English. I found it translated, عجيب. It's translated into English, so if you look for it, you find it, inshallah. And it's labas. It's okay. Now, he says, "Well, Hassan, which is sound, ma kana isnaduhu, that which its chain, dun al awwal, it's not like the first, which is as-sahih. So, in top of awwal, uktub as-sahih. Dun al awwal, yani the previous one, yani as-sahih. It's not dunahu, yani it's not as strong as it." Fil hifd. It's not as strong as it. How? Fi hifd. And that is what? Another word for what? Huh? Dopt. Hifd. So right on top of hifd, dopt. meaning that it's weaker than sahih in that aspect, hasan, generally. And that is دون الأول في الحفظ والإتقان. حفظ والإتقان يعني ضبط. Precision. And precision is how many categories? Two. And that is what? كتابة و الحفظ. الصدر. أحسنت. يعني the book, narrated from his book, if it's preserved. If he narrates from his book and he looks after his book, he revises his book, makes sure there's no additions in his book, no one's added any letter or so in his book, then he's considered ضابط. He's got ضبط. But if it gets burnt or he leaves it and then he travels and he forgets it and he gets tampered with, then he's weaker. Then he becomes weak in hifz, weak in ضبط, and he could be on the level of Hassan. The level of Hassan. Meaning in order for him to be sahih, what does he need? He needs what? Support. And then he becomes sahih li dhati or li ghayrihi? Li ghayrihi. Jameel. Okay. So here we have Hassan, two categories of Hassan. We have two categories of Hassan. Here he says, Hassan ma kana isnaduhu dun al awwal fil hifzi wal itqan. This here, Ibn Mulaqin is talking about al Hassan li dhatihi. Just like in the beginning he was talking about sahih li dhatihi, and now he's talking about al Hassan li dhatihi. But Hassan, the ulama, they differed as to the definition of Hassan. From the eldest definition or oldest definitions of Hassan is that which is said by Al-Khattabi. What did we mention about Al-Khattabi previously? Who divided it into what? Based upon his salaf. And he, as Ibn Abdul Barr and other than said, he didn't come out of his pocket. He's basing upon his salaf, and he says, وَهُوَ الثِّقَّةِ وَهُوَ. He said, وَهُوَ الثِّقَّةِ. And we trust him. Khattabi, rahimullah. Khattabi, he defined Hassan. He said, هُوَ مَا عُرِفَ مَخْرَجُهُ وَاشْتُهِرَ رِجَالُهُ وَعَلَيْهِ مَدَارُ أَكْثَرِ الْحَدِيثِ وَيَقْبَلُهُ أَكْثَرِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَاسْتَعْمَلَهُ عَامَّةُ الْفُقَهَاءِ. He mentioned this in Ma'alin Sunan, volume 1, page number 11. Volume 1, page number 11. This definition here has sprung a lot of discussion from the ulama of hadith. And that is that Khattabi, he says, that Hassan is that which is his source is known, number one. Its source is known. Its men on its chain are well known. And it is from those narrations that are in many of the books of hadith. Tayyib ikhwan, what do you think of that definition? The ulama have criticized this definition because it doesn't make a distinction between what? Sahih and Hassan. Hassan, sahih, its sources are known. Because it's muttasil. Because it's what? Muttasil. Sahih wala? Sahih is narrators are known because they have adala and they have dot. Sahih wala? And they're not shadh. So there's no difference. So when you define it, has to be jami mani and daqiq. It has to just think. So they criticized him for that reason. At-Tirmidhi, rahimullah, before him actually, he said, "An la yakun fi isnadihi." This is muhim. "An la yakun fi isnadihi man yattahimu bil kadhibi wa la yakuna shadhan wa yurwa min ghayri wajhin nahwi dhalik." He said, At-Tirmidhi rahimullah, he said this in Shar, in Ilal of Tirmidhi, his Ilal Tirmidhi. He said that Al-Hasan is that the chain is does not have anyone who's been accused of lying. And it's not in opposition to those who are more or stronger than him. This is, in fact, Hassan li ghayrihi. It's not Hassan li dhati. And why? Because he says, "Man fi isnad la yakun fi isnadihi man yattahim," because there's no liar. Because Hassan li dhatihi, the only reason why it's li dhatihi is why? Because of lacking in precision. That's the only difference between Sahih and Hassan. So Hassan li dhati, ikhwan, is not what Tirmidhi is mentioning here. Hassan li dhati, وَلَيْكُنْ شَاذًا وَيُرْوَى مِنْ غَيْرِ هَذْ وَجْهِ. This is another condition that he puts. So it's not غريب. It's not غريب. Which is meaning munkar, it's not odd, and so forth. طيب. وَيُرْوَى مِنْ غَيْرِ وَجْهِ. يعني he has more than this angle in his narration. It's not on his own. إخوة. حَسَنْ لِذَاتِهِ is the first category. And the deficiency is in the memory. For example, his books could have been what? Burnt or lost, or he didn't preserve them. Or his memory, what happened? He got old, or he started muddle up his narrations, and his dhabt became weakened. That's the only difference. And this is what Ibn Salah, he mentions, rahimullah. He mentions that what Tirmidhi has defined is Hasan li ghayrihi. Because Hasan li ghayrihi is has to be free from a kadhab. Okay, because what Hasan li ghayrihi is it's actually da'if hadith. So for example, if you have da'if hadith, which is a weak hadith, but it's a weak which is minor. A minor weak hadith. One hadith that is weak and it's minor. Is that hadith accepted? No, it's rejected. Sahih or la? But even though the weakness is khafif, it's minor. It's not man yutahan bil kadhib. It's being accused of lying, minor or major? Major. So that's what Tirmidhi is saying. Okay, check this. So we have this narration, and then we have another narration, the same. What happens? What happens now? We have a narration which there is da'if with a da'af, a weakness that is minor. And then we have another narration which is the same as it, weak, and it's what? Minor weakness. What happens? It strengthens it, and then it becomes what? Hasan li ghayrihi. Fimtum. So the categories of Hasan is what? Two. The first one, li dhatihi, which is deficient in what? Dopt. The second one, which is really what? What is it really? Da'if, but strength. So look at the dikka of the preservation of the sunnah. The only way we're going to accept this weak narrator, who's made a bit of weakness, there's a bit of weakness in his narration, is if he has help. A minor weak, as some of the ulama has mentioned, is something that is mastur or majhul. Okay? Another weakness is something that has salamukum Allah, ikhtilat. You know mukhtalit? Huh? Ikhtilat fi akhirhi. Naam. The ulama have said that this weak hadith, as for the ones who are liars, man yutaham bil kadhib, okay, or he mentions a narration that is da'i ila bid'atihi. The ulama no exempt. So, for example, somebody who's known as a kadhab, no matter how many narrations that come, it doesn't strengthen it. Because he's a kadhab, it increases it in his weakness. Wadih? A kadhab.
Yeah, kadhab. There's one chain of narration.
And another kadhab.
Okay,
another kadhab. A kadhab narrates. A liar. A perpetual liar, he narrates. And another perpetual liar narrates. What happens? The ulama of hadith, yaziduhu da'fa. it's just giving us more yaqeen that you're a liar, because your party is full of liars. Fimtali. Wadih? Which is why Tirmidhi said, and la yakun fi isnadhi man yattahimu bi al-kadhib. Naam. Should we look at the definition of Sakhawi? Sakhawi's got a nice definition, huh? Those who have the book, read it, inshallah. I mentioned the definition. He says, "Matasala sanad bil adil or bil adil al qasir fi dhabt." He said that which the chain is connected, number one, with an adil, number two, al qasir fi dhabt, number three, weak in precision, or bil mudaf or mudaf. بِمَا عَدَ الْكَذِبْ إِذَا اَعْتِدَدْ مِنْ غَيْرِ شُذُوذْ وَلَا إِلَّا. Okay. ما اتصل سند بالعدل القاصر في الضبط أو بالمضاعف بما عدا الكذب إذا اعتضى من غير شذوذ ولا إلا. Okay, this is a comprehensive definition of Hasan, Hasan li ghayrihi wa Hasan li dhatihi. Okay, so I'm going to translate it bit by bit. Now, number one, matasala isnadi. So it's ittisal. So they all have to have what? Ittisal. Matasala isnadi. With number two, adl, trustworthy. Number three, weak or deficiency in precision. Number four, or. So, deficiency in precision is for lidhatihi. Put that in brackets on top of it, lidhatihi, in its own essence. Or those who have Sheikh Abdullah's tahqiq, on top of al-qasir fi dhabt, uktub fawquhu lidhatihi. Or bil-muda'af bima adal kadh. Or it's been supported by another weak narration similar to it, except for liars. And on top of that, what do you write? لغيره. So it's been supported other than who? Liars. Either to there, and he's supported. من غير شذوذ, number, is that 5 or 6? It's not odd, and it doesn't have any hidden discrepancies now. I think that's sufficient for today, don't you? Or do you want to continue? Okay, so, ma'am. Okay, so, it has a connecting chain. And that connecting chain, number one, connecting chain, incorporates number two, trustworthy narrator. Number three is split into two possibilities. Either it's somebody who's weak in memory, or weaker in memory, A, or B, he's supported by another weak narration similar to it, other than a liar. So number three is split into two. Yeah. Number four, it's not shadh, it's not odd. And number five, it doesn't have any hidden discrepancies. Tayyib. The A and B, B, A is for who? Qasir Hasan Lidhati, the one that has weakness in weaker memory or precision. And the one that's aided by another weak narration is what? Lighayri. So basically, the way that we can look at this, if you want to summarize Sahih Lidhatihi, Sahih Lighayri, Hasan Lighayri, Lidhati, Hasan Lighayri. We say this. Generally, you have Sahih and Hasan in this issue. Yes? Sahih li dhatihi is with Sahih in its essence. Okay? Sahih li ghayrihi is actually when there's double Hasan li dhatihi. When Hasan li dhatihi, there's more than one. They help each other to go up to Sahih li ghayrihi. And then we have Hasan li dhatihi on its own. It's just because it has weaker precision. Hasan li ghayrihi in its essence is what? It's da'if. Except that it doesn't have a weakness that is extreme, like such as kadhib. So therefore, if another weak narration with the same love, for example, comes, it moves it to where? Hasan li ghayrihi. Okay. So again, I'll say it in English, okay? Sahih li dhatihi, it means it's authentic in its own right, without any aid. Li dhatihi. Sahih li ghayrihi, it's originally Hasan, but it has many other Hasans that have pushed it to Sahih. So li ghayrihi means it's become Sahih, not due to its own right, it's because it had help. And then you have Hasan li dhatihi, when it's only one, for example, which is Hasan in its own essence, is due to his Hasan, which is lower than Sahih, because of a weakness in precision. Then we have Hasan li ghayrihi, which means it shouldn't be, it's not Hasan in its original form, is actually weak. But because there are the weaknesses, it's not, it's mild, and it's supported by another mild, weak leveled hadith, it now pushes it up to Hasan li ghayrihi, and all of that is accepted. Any questions? No, Ibn Umar? No, Ibn Umar is Malik and Nafi. Yeah, and Ibn Umar. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi sahbihi ajma'in.